now that it's embedded in the past, part of everything. Becoming of the future through whatever means. But you can release it. It's good. It's meant to be released. Some things, some of these bright, beautiful, nutritious grains of light, this wealth, this health, this love, this connectivity, some of it needs to stay. Some of it needs to grow inside you, to grow directly inside your life. You say, this is mine. I release whatever I don't need. I release whatever old thoughts I had. I release whatever feelings that aren't right or don't work anymore. I release the things I don't even know I have to release. But if any part of me knows that I should, I release those too. I trust in that greater part of myself. So yes, I will let that go. Knowing full well that there's so much waiting around the edges to swoop into that position, to start again, to be present where I am now, today, to have me finally catch up with me. I let that happen. And I feel the healing in that. I feel the softness, the knitting together, the painting over, the smoothing the edges, the being worn over with time into something soft. A beautiful pebble on the beach in my hand, all rounded and softened. Knowing there was a time when it was all broken and jagged corners. Not now. It's smooth. I feel the weight of it, the import of it. These parts of me have healed. All the rough edges have worn away. And now I just sit with the beautiful center of it, the true essence of it, the value of whatever I've seen or been through. I just sit with the true value, the true essence of it. And I say again to this future that I'm building, look, I hold my past in my hand. I hold things I've released and let go of and healed. And from this will spring. From this will spring the next, the new. It always does. It always happens. Something is always springing up next. It's always springing up new. It's like the daytime going to the nighttime, going to the daytime. Everyone just knows it will happen.